would have answered for the few moments it took Mather to return. Blade's too busy looking for an angle to use while he's close to the magic. You load me up again, Willow? No? Bullshit. Let's just pick them up and deal them over. Ain't this the story of my life? I grumbled. Look here. I had two aces, a pair of deuces, and a tray. An automatic winner. Damned near couldn't be beat. And that's a true natural, no help. Swan snickered. Don't matter. You don't got anything to do anyway. You got a point. Why don't you guys come over to Digigore? I'll buy you a mug of One Eye's home brew. Competition, huh? Swan and Mather had gone into the brewing business back when they first came to Taglios. They were out of the racket now. Among their reasons, the fact that the priests of all the native religions condemned the use of alcohol. I doubt it. The only thing good about their brew is it gets you skunked. That was the only good thing about the rat piss we made, Mather said. My dear old daddy, the brewmaster, rolled over every time we tapped another keg. We never laid any beer up, Swan countered. Soon as it was ripe, we skimmed the scum off and poured it down Taglian throats. And don't buy that shit about his daddy, neither. Old man Mather was a tax assessor who was so dumb he didn't take bribes. Shut up and deal. Mather snatched up his cards. He did brew his own beer. And Swan's old man was a hot carrier. But a handsome one, Cordy. And a lover. I inherited his good looks. You take after your mother. And if you don't do something about that hair pretty soon, you're going to wind up in somebody's harem. This was a side of these guys I hadn't seen before. But I hadn't spent much time loafing with them. They weren't company. I kept my mouth shut and concentrated on my cards and let them tell me about who they used to be before the wander dust settled on their shoes and sent them roving against all odds. What about you, Mergen? Swan asked after he noticed that I was winning more than my share of hands. Where did you come from? I told them about growing up on a farm. There wasn't anything exciting about my life, until I decided that farming wasn't what I wanted to do. I joined one of Lady's armies, found out I didn't like the way things were done there, deserted and joined up with the Black Company, which was the only place I could hide with the provost after me. Mather asked, "You ever regret leaving home?" Every goddamned day, Mather. Every goddamned day. It was boring, raising potatoes, but not one time did I ever have a spud try to stick a knife in me. I was hardly ever hungry and almost never cold, and the landlord was all right. He made sure his tenants had enough before he took his share. He didn't live much better than we did. Oh, and the only magic we ever saw was the kind your wandering conjurers perform at town fairs. So why not go?